From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. Former President Donald Trump was indicted April 4th on 34 felony counts in Manhattan, and one local politician was there to cheer him on. Dutchess County legislator Benjamin Geller, a Republican from Hyde Park, tweeted from the courthouse, and I quote, "Today, to no surprise, I was one of two elected officials in New York to show up today in support of President Donald J. Trump," end quote. The other New York elected official there was George Santos, the Long Island congressperson accused of a host of lies. In January, Geller announced that he would not seek re-election in November to his Dutchess County office. The Altamont Enterprise reports that Byrne Democrat committee members have withdrawn their support for Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple, who is running for re-election in November. Byrne resident and former supervisor Kevin Crozer, a Democrat, was removed from a public hearing last month by county deputies because the current town supervisor, Dennis Palo, a Republican, ordered deputies to remove him from a February 20th public hearing. Democratic committee member Peggy Christman, a retired lieutenant with the state police who lost to Palo in 2021, wrote to Apple on March 6, saying it was Apple's, and I quote, "responsibility to make clear that your deputies did not act appropriately," end quote. Apple did not write back, so the Byrne Democratic committee will not carry petitions for Apple for this fall campaign. Apple did not get back to the Enterprise for comment, nor did he explain why his deputies forced a citizen out of a public meeting in February. Read more about this story in the Altamont Enterprise. Raymond Pignon reports for Columbia Green Media that every member of the Legislative Women's Caucus during the Women's History Month every year recognized an outstanding woman from their district for exemplary character and leadership. And State Senator Michelle Henchy chose Greene County Veterans Service Agency Director Michelle Romlin-Deo this year. Henchy said, and I quote, "Michelle has served and protected our county with great courage, and upon returning home from military service, has devoted her life to supporting our veterans here at home, changing lives, and strengthening our communities in that work. Michelle makes history as the only woman to lead a countywide veterans agency in Senate District 41. And the Legislative Women's Caucus Women's History Month recognition is the perfect opportunity to ensure that her legacy of service is rightfully acknowledged and celebrated," end quote. Romlin-Deo served in Operation Desert Storm, Operation Desert Shield, Operation Southern Watch, and the NATO Operation Deny Flight. Now she oversees the Greene County Veterans Transportation Program. She is also an EMT with Town of Coxsackie Ambulance, and a volunteer firefighter with Cairo Hose Company. There she received the Firefighter of the Year Award in 2022. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Jeannie Machino reports in the Berkshire Eagle that Route 23 and 41 in South Ergamont will be reduced to just one lane of traffic beginning Friday, April 7th through approximately July 10th. Highway workers are repairing a deteriorated culvert between the Ergamont Village Inn and the Great Barrington Town Line. Around July 10th, the entire road will be closed for 72 hours to install a new culvert. And you can read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.